Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec about winter activities.
Indianola Parks and Rec has a lot of activities coming up this winter season, and we'll start with some of the younger kids because sometimes parents just need their kids out of the house and get them outside or inside doing something else. And what does Indianola Parks and Rec have in store for some of the kids who want to get out a little bit?
Okay, well, we have what we call an indoor play date, and this is for children who are preschool and younger and who do need to get out of the house and blow some stink off, as we say. We have the outdoor toys that you don't, or we have the toys that you don't have room for in your house, and we have a big space where you can just come and let them run and play. Oh my goodness, there are so many things. We even have inflatables up some days, all kinds of things to ride and make noise, and they can just run around and really enjoy themselves when everybody's getting a little bit stir crazy from not getting to be able to be outside. So that meets on Wednesday mornings from 10:30 to noon. Right now it's just $1 per child per visit, and adults are free. We've got Wi-Fi, and some people do take advantage of that, but others are right out there playing with the kids as well. So that is going to be held on November 28th and December 5th and December 12th, and we'll take a little bit of a break then over Christmas, and then in January we'll start back up again. It'll be every Wednesday morning then through the middle of March, 10:30 to noon.
I know one of the really fun things that's coming up is the Special Friends Holiday Dance on December 14th. I've seen events like this in the past, and it's just always a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about what this year's event is planned.
Okay, so we have the most wonderful DJ. Steph Stevenson is our DJ for our special needs dances, and she has a special needs daughter who just turned 30. Carly is one of our regulars at our special needs dances, but it is for anybody with special, who is a special friend who has special needs, any age. And we have children all the way up through, I would say, probably senior adults attend our dances and events. And so this, we'll have karaoke and some sing-along Christmas songs, and they'll be able to get out and actively dance. She's even got some door prizes that folks can win. I think there might be a Pizza Ranch coupon in there. And some other businesses have sponsored some prizes. So it's a wonderful time. It goes from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Friday the 14th of December, and it'll be $3 a person at the door. Families are invited too.
We've gone through younger kids. We've gone through middle school kids. There's also some stuff coming up for adults as well. If I wanted to get out and blow off some steam and maybe meet some friends as well, what should I know about?
So we've got adult basketball leagues that will be held. You can register for them in December, but they won't start until January. And this has been a great program. You can get a team together and play basketball on Sundays. The games are always held Sunday afternoons. I think it goes like from noon to maybe 7 or 8 p.m. at night at Wilder Elementary. And there's a league that's involved. There's an A team and a B team. So you can get a team together to play. Also, if you don't have a team, you can put your name in and give your name to Brandon DeCook, our sports rec coordinator, and he will help you find a spot on a team. And we'll want to be registering for that by December 10th, I believe. And so be thinking about that.
All right, something I should keep in mind. Also, holidays are coming up. If you're stumped about a gift idea, what should people know about Indianola Parks and Rec?
There are two good options for Christmas gifts. Well, maybe three. The first, and we do this every year for families, is there'll be grandma wants to buy a pool pass for their family for Christmas. And so we do have pool passes on sale for next summer now. And you can give us a call and we'll get that all set up for them. So and even give you a little gift certificate so you can put it in somebody's stocking. Another thing, if you have a family member who loves gardening, we have tickets on sale to our Think Spring Garden Seminar that's the last Saturday in February. And those are $45 a piece, and it's a wonderful day. There's four really inspiring speakers that'll be coming, and so that's a great gift too. And then we have just general gift certificates to Parks and Recreation that can be used for any event, and we can make those available too. So just stop out to our office and we'll help you with that.
All right, let's say I wanted to find a lot more information about this. Where should I go to?
So you'll want to go to the city website, which is IndianolaIowa.gov. Iowa is all spelled out. And look for the Parks and Rec page. Or we have a lot of things posted on Facebook as well. And the Indianola Parks and Recreation Facebook page will keep you posted too.
Thanks to Kathy Kester for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.